Yo, welcome to the Two Broke in the NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts. I'm right here with my fellow co-host, Alex Flex.
What's up, everybody?
I hope everyone's having a great day today. And today's topic is a very important topic, especially to the young high school graduates, the young college students, freshmen, and anyone who is just want to know what they want to do in the future for themselves. So,
right. Sorry, Johnny, to cut you off. So we want to dedicate this episode here to all the college students. And then, if there's any parents out here that's listening to our podcast and you have kids in college or about to start college, please put them on, let them listen to this episode or share our advice with your child. And the reason we wanted to make this episode is Johnny and I graduated college within the last 5 years. So it's not that long ago that we were there. And there were many things that we learned both while there and after there that either we wish we knew before or we wish we knew while in college. So we want to share that advice with you guys so that way you guys can learn from our mistakes or you guys can learn from what we think is the right thing to do. And just have a better career path set forward for you when you're done in college.
Yeah, we're a bunch of two old young heads just trying to pass on knowledge.
Exactly. So I guess let's start from here. Okay? Mm-hmm. You guys are in high school, senior year. You apply to all the colleges you may want to go to. Everyone's excited, you know, to get the results, get into the college, and then you guys get to college. You do a semester, or you do the whole year, and then obviously at most colleges for the most part, in that first year, you end up just doing a lot of basic liberal arts credits because colleges have these requirements where you do a certain amount of credits before you can even move on to the major. So let's just say that that's how your college works. And you do semester A or semester one, or you do year one, and then you're done with your liberal arts credits, but now you don't know what to do. Or let's just say you get in, you get accepted to the college, but you don't even know what to do from day one, so you're not even sure which classes to register for. Our recommendation here is to take a break. If you didn't start, and you were like, why am I taking a break when you didn't start? Just take the break. Whether you're taking it after year one or you're taking it before you started, take a break from college, get a part-time job. But don't just get a part-time job. I know all you parents listening out there be like, what kind of advice is that? Our kids should be going to college. Hear me out here, right? Your kid will come to you and he or she will say, Mom, Dad, I want to take a break from college. I have a part-time job lined up, maybe in retail or at a restaurant. But the reason I'm doing it is for what Johnny and I will call career exploration. We want to explore different career avenues to see what we're actually interested in. So now you guys are thinking, what do we mean by that? So let's just say you get a job at Foot Locker, for instance. It's part-time, working 20, 25 hours a week. Let's just say that adds up to about 2 to 3 on business days. So you're off 2 to 3 days for the week, right, Johnny? You're following so far?
Yeah.
So now what I want your kids to do, or parents, what your kids should be doing within that first week or 2 weeks, make a list of 10 potential career paths that they think they might be interested in. Heck, even if they're not interested, just let them jot out 10 careers that they can think of. Be it an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, an electrician, a plumber, IT professional, a marketing consultant. List out these career paths. Now you're thinking, all right, just list out something. Does that even make any sense? Now, what do you do from here? Easy. Just go on Google Maps or go on Google, search that industry. And let's just go accounting because that's pretty simple. There are usually CPA firms all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You find your local CPA firm. You're not asking these guys for a job. You're not asking them for an internship. Ask them if you can come and shadow what they do for one day. The most they can say, the worst they can say is no, we're too busy. Chances are they will say yes. What do you do when you get there? Have your list of questions. What do they normally do on a daily basis?
what's the usual day to day? What's the usual day to day? What is the mindset needed for that career?
Exactly. I'll do the work in teams. Is what you do Monday of, let's just say you go January, is your January looking the same as February? Is there any month in between that is different?
What is
accountants, for instance, sorry, John, didn't cut you off, but accountants doesn't have a busy season. So let's just say you don't go in peak busy season, you go in a regular season. You start asking these questions, you will start to learn what that field is like. Maybe you cross accounting off that list now. You're like, no way, I don't want to deal with a busy season. I don't want to work 80 hours a week. Cross it off your list. Maybe the next thing on your list is, radiology. So you contact several radiologist branches in your area. One of them will say yes. Many will say no, but one will say yes. Then you go there, you speak to the radiologist professional, you ask them what they do, and then let's just say that piques your interest. Now you're not going back to school blindly. You know what you're interested in. You can now go to college and say, I want to declare my major. Go back to your mom and dad and say, hey, I've found what I want to do. I think I am actually passionate about this.
Which is more effective than staying in school for four to five years, whatever that degree year requirement is. And throughout those years, you're still shaky on what you picked. And you picked a career. You came to the school at freshman, and you left as a senior, but you, while on the journey to completing your degree, you're still shaky on it. You still have doubts on it.
Yeah.
And if it does not go your way, you have the most regrets to have, because you're just going to think back to yourself, why did I not slow down? Why was I so focused on just graduating? Because everything's not looking so good right now. I am working this job, but I don't like this job. I don't know if I like this job or I don't like the place I'm currently working in. So,
And let me just add one thing to that. The accounting reference that I gave, where accounting firms have busy season, where they're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. Let's just say you didn't know what you wanted to do, so you blindly jumped into accounting because accounting started with the letter A and it was the first major in the list of degrees that the college offered. So you're like, all right, heck, I'll just go with accounting. That was your reason for choosing it. And then you reach your senior year, or you end up getting a job, and then you realize, wow, there's a busy season, and I hate this. This could have been prevented should you have done the proper research. You know, things like that, not just accounting's busy season. I mean, lawyers also have busy seasons, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a lawyer, obviously, so I don't want to speak too out of context, but every job has pros and cons. If you do your due diligence, chances are you will find both sides, and then you're able to weigh, am I okay with both sides?
Yeah, Nick, the one thing about college that you should understand is, yes, you're going there for a job, but two, it's also to understand yourself. Like, you went there for the experience. So,
exactly.
While picking your career, picking what you want to do for your life, understand yourself. Understand, exactly. Can you handle a job that has a high volume rate? Can you handle a job that is very lax? Can you, you got to understand exactly what is your personality type and where does that actually fit for you, like in your career.
And this whole what we call career exploration phase, you're not just finding a career, but you're finding yourself, because you're going to all these different places, all these different industries, and you're finding what you truly enjoy. And let's just say, all right, you decide accounting, and hey, Uncle Tim down the block is actually a partner and in a CPA firm. You don't even have to do much searching; you can ask him. Or let's just say, Uncle Johnny owns a plumbing company, or he's a licensed plumber, he has his own company. You ask him, hey, can I come, not even get paid, can I come see what you guys are doing? And then you go, and you find out, hey, you know, I like being an electrician, I like what these guys do, I like working with my hands. And you wouldn't have realized that if you didn't do it. I guess imagine you realize, all right, I like working with my hands. I want to be an electrician. I want to be a plumber. I can actually see myself doing that for the next 40, 50 years of my life. Instead of sitting behind a desk, do it. There is nothing wrong in that field. Yes, you won't go to college and get the degree. Instead, you may have to go to an 8-8 school. But in our opinion, there is no written definition of success. Success is something you determine based on the lifestyle you want. Whether you want to have a white collar job or blue collar job, but during this career exploration phase where you explore different career avenues, be it college-based career avenues or a trade school career-based avenue, you do it in this phase, you get to learn so much about A, yourself, and B, about all the different possibilities there are out there to make an actual career for yourself.
Because the worst thing that could happen is you find a career that you really hate, but you did the time required to be qualified for that job, and it's hard for you to go find a new path. Now you feel stuck. Now, like, you came to school at 19, you left at 22, and you're doing this career that you don't like, so you're 40. 40 years old, and you just don't like this career, and you regret just doing this. Well, what you could have done was, during freshman year, you still have questions, so you decide to take that 1-year break. You do your research. You go shadow a bunch of career people who are already in their careers to see what is the lifestyle, what personality type that you have that can fit that role that you may be interested into. And also, don't look at the money. The money looks enticing. Like, that's how they get you, right? A job may offer 70, but you may not like that job that offers you 70K a year. And now you kind of regret it.
I'm glad you touched on that. Don't focus too much on the money. Yes, focus on it, because you want to make sure that whatever career you get into is able to sustain the lifestyle that you may want. But at the same time, don't just choose a career solely based on the money. And the reason I'll say that is, let's just say, you end up becoming a doctor, or you become a partner at a CPA firm. These are two professions that make serious money. I'm talking $200,000 and up. Especially, I can't speak too much on the doctor side, but I know partners that are making $250,000 and up, especially once they receive their bonuses. And I'm sure, most people listening, wow, that's a lot of money. I'll do it. Would you really? What if you don't like, let's just say you end up working in an auditing firm, you don't like preparing audits, you don't like reviewing these long reports, can you really do that? Can you really engage with these clients on that level for something you don't enjoy doing? What if the whole time you're a hands-on kind of guy, you want to be a plumber, you want to be an electrician, or whatever the case is, maybe you want to be a radiologist, but you just chose to be in a partner in a CPA firm or a doctor, whatever the case is, just because of the salary, that you realize, I don't want to do this anymore. Or, let's not even go that far, because obviously being a partner takes years of experience, but let's just say you choose the finance degree, the accounting degree, you become a financial analyst, you become a tax accountant or an auditor. You're working, so you already have, you have your student loans. You work in the industry for 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 years. And then, since you're no longer in school, you have this time out of school to focus on yourself, go different places. And then she's like, wow, I don't want to be an accountant. This is what I want to be. And let's just say you started college at 18, you graduated at 22, the standard 4 years. You work in the field for 3 to 4 years. So let's just say you figure this out. 22 plus 3. That is 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
You figure this out at 25, you still have these student loans when you went to school for 4 years. If you had taken our advice and took the break, let's just say you started at 18, you did 1 year of college, you're at 19, you took a break, you're at 20, you go back to school for 3 more years, you finish at 23. And now you start your career at 23, whereas now at 25, you're like, oh crap, I gotta go back to school. who actually finishes first? The guy that took the 1 year break, or the guy that just was like, I'll just chug through and do something I know nothing about?
Because, you know, it's not a race.
No, it's not.
It's not a race.
There is no set time as to when you should finish college, when you should begin your career track, you know? There is no time, and parents, don't rush your kid. If your kid comes to you with this plan, hear them out and let them pursue it, because let's just say they take the student loan. Do you really want them to take a student loan for degree A, work for 2 years, hate that career option, and then have to take a second loan? But make it worse. What if you paid for it? What if you're taking the loan for it? How would that make you feel if you paid for it and then they decide to give up on it, or they decide to change? It's more time-consuming and financially burdensome to make the wrong decision instead of taking time and then making the right decision.
Because the thing, another thing is, times change. So, mm-hmm. So all the parents that have their knowledge of what degrees was very successful back in their times, understand that it's different now. Presently, it may be different now. Like, the requirement for, say, one job back in the day was you need a bachelor's. Now, it's a master's. So, you're going to do 4 years and then do another 2 years. So, that's about 6 years. And the job market, right, for that particular degree may not be high volume, meaning there might be a lot of those jobs. That may be the case.
And let me even slow you down. Let's get to that, the volume jobs, a little later on, right? But I know I've met dozens of people. I can't speak to the exact quantity, but I've met people that are older than us who, when they said they applied to the industry that they're in, the requirement was just a bachelor's degree. It didn't have to be in that specific field. The job requirement was just a bachelor's degree. Now, these degrees are more, I mean, they've always had, an accounting degree or a finance degree, but now, for these specific jobs, you're like, yes, you need the degree in this field before we hire you. So, yes, you know, back in the days of, you know, some of your parents, you could have gotten a degree A and get into any field. That's no longer the case. So don't let your child, or you guys that are about to start college, don't get a degree and then realize you're stuck in that degree until you get another one. So I think our big advice number one is to do career exploration. And just for that reason, you find what you're interested in. Now, benefit number two of career exploration, let's just say you already know what you want to do, because let's just say your uncle is an accountant, or your uncle is a radiologist, and you know what they do on a day-to-day basis. So you're like, all right, I know exactly what to do, or I know exactly what they do. What you should do from there is find out how you become successful in that field, how you land a job in that field, how, most important, how many jobs are there in that field, and how do you get one?
Yeah, because
correct me if I'm wrong on that, Johnny.
Oh, you're hitting it on nail. You're hitting it on nail, because just because you have the degree doesn't quite mean that you got the job. You got to know what is required for that job, right?
Exactly.
When you go out and apply for these positions, you got to read the descriptions of what they want and what they require. So say you just graduated last year and you didn't do no internships. You just focus on school, strictly just school, right? Now, the job you're applying for wants at least 1 or 2 years experience for an entry-level position. You have no experience, so you can't apply for that job.
Exactly. And, you know, experience aside, right? Let's just say you decide, I like working with animals, I want to be a zoologist. But you don't do your due diligence as to how many zoologist job opportunities there are in your area. Heck, there's not even a zoo 5 hours driving distance from where you live. What did you just do?
You locked yourself into a career where
you there is no opportunities in your vicinity. You now have to relocate. So in this whole career exploration phase, make sure you know these things. Make sure you know how to get the job. Make sure, most importantly, how many jobs are available, especially in your area. Do you need to relocate, or are you okay where you are? These things are very important, because if you go and you put yourself, you just think, all right, you know, I did my due diligence, I want to be this, and then, all right, everything's good from there. No, it's not good from there. You need to know, and there's, okay, you know what you want to do, how do I get a job there? And this is where it comes in. Let's just say you want to be a zoologist, for instance, and please, I am not a zoologist. I have actually never done any research on this field to know how many opportunities there are. I am going under the assumption that you only work at zoos or at clinical places that work with animals.
It's just an example. It's just a made-up example we're using. So,
yes.
Say, like, yes. Any query, we're just using an example. So, right now, the example is zoologist. You yes. did the due diligence, so, you, mm-hmm. but you did not do the research to see how often is this job being in the market. You mm-hmm. you just graduated, but now you found out there's only one or two open positions.
Exactly.
Only one or two versus another exactly. career that is frequent, very frequent with these open positions.
Mm-hmm.
And now.
Yes, and this goes back to my point. Let's just say, because we live in New York, there's actually quite a few zoos in the different boroughs and everything like that. So let's just say you find out, all right, you want to be a zoologist, that's your passion, you want to work in the zoo with the animals. Contact the zoos. Every single one of them asks to work for free. Contact whatever place that can line you up with a job in the future. Start doing your due diligence. Do not ask for a paycheck. Work for free in the beginning. You're in college. You can get a part-time job at Foot Locker to make your textbook money and your food money. Don't worry about the internship paying you if you know that there are very scarce and limited jobs available. You go on Indeed and you see there's only two postings, and of that two postings, they want 3 years experience. If you did that in year one of college, or even better, day one of college, you can already start putting yourself in places to get some type of experience. And I think that is the second benefit of doing your career exploration. You start to know the rarity or the quantity of jobs that is available for that career path that you may want, and you can set yourself up in a way where you can start planning these things.
Because another thing too, when you do your career exploration, right, you want to know all the good, but also all the bad, meaning what is the pitfalls, such yes. as what happens if the economy is going bad, right? And now your company is about to lay off a couple of people, and you may be on that list. How, with the career you chose, how quick is your bounce back? Or is there a bounce back in that career? You should know that before picking that career.
Yeah.
Because that could happen. You cannot predict the future, but you should know what is the bounce back if something impacts you personally.
But at the same time, don't just think about the bounce back and say, all right, you know, there might be, or you know, these ramifications might cause me to lose my dream job. If that is your dream job, pursue it. And I know it sounds a little, what if something goes wrong? Things can always go wrong. But if you do the right set of planning, you can at least mitigate the damage control afterwards. Let's just say, you know, you got into a career field, the economy goes bad. Maybe you know that the economy can go bad, so what do? For the first 5 years you're in the job, you save every single dollar you make. Whatever the case is, do your due diligence before you know what you're getting into. Do not do anything blindly, especially with college. And I think
Well, I would say because the reason why we have successful people like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Jeff Bezos, these people did not rush into their business. They took their time to prep, took time to research what was needed for them to be successful, and they did it. They took their time.
And heck, let's just say they didn't take their time. Let's just say they rushed, though. They did what they were passionate about, and while doing everything, they still planned. So don't just think, all right, we're saying, I stay home from for 10 years after you graduate high school till you find it. No, definitely. We're definitely not saying that. Parents will not be happy. I'm sure you at 28 would not be happy if you actually graduated at 18. But take some time to do this planning. And after you do your career exploration, you find what you're interested in, you find the amount of job availability in the areas where the jobs are located, all these things, the next path is, all right, now you know that. So now you got to go either A, let's just say your career path requires college, you now go back to school and you go through the stages of finishing the degree, or maybe you got to go to all the trades, but whatever the case may be, you go there. But now let's talk about internships, because the IT field, the business field, the finance, the marketing, the accounting,
the medical, these are things,
yes. But let's just put medical aside a little bit, because let's just stick with the more office-oriented jobs, because this is what Johnny and I are more familiar with.
Yes.
These industries, it always looks better for you once you figure out, let's just say, you want to accounting. You want to be a CPA. So now you already, you went down to the accounting firm in your neighborhood, one of the partners there, let you shadow them for a day, shadow them for 2 days, you asked all the questions you needed to ask. One of the things you should have asked is, what's the requirements to get a job here or at other CPA firms? Or maybe, that's a smaller CPA firm. Maybe you want to get into a big one, or maybe you want to get into a big corporation such as NBC or Discover, whatever the case may be. You now have to look at what the requirements are to this job. Kind of what we were going on in the career exploration, but now you're diving a little bit deeper into not just the general career, but the specific area of that career. So be it the CPA route, like I said before, or you want to do IT, but you want to be an IT consultant. You're going to need specific experience to get there. So now this is where you start taking your classes while you're in school, but you start applying for internships. Very important. If you don't know where to start, I highly suggest you go to your career center in your college. And depending on the college you go to, let's just say, back to accounting once again, you want to work at a big four accounting firm. Maybe the college that you go to, they have career fairs. And in that career fair, recruiters from the big four, they come there once a year. If you go to your career center, you would learn this. And now what you do, you wear your suit, you wear your tie, you prepare a resume. You speak to these recruiters. And let me just backtrack that resume. Prepare a resume at that point.
You need to learn how to make a resume. If you don't know how to make a resume after you graduate high school, you got to do your due diligence and understanding how to make your resume, make your cover letter, go to your career department.
Yes, they will help you. And if they're not helping you enough, talk to your professor. Heck, you know what? Send Johnny and I a DM. We will look over your resume. We are interested in your success as well. Just do it. I mean, we may take long because we're busy guys, but we will get back to you. But do your due diligence, do your preparation, from the beginning. Get that resume prepared. Talk to your career center. Be like, oh, wow, we have career fairs. I never knew that. And, wow, PwC or EY or what do you call it, NBC is coming on campus in October, and it's already September. Let me get ready. Let me get my resume ready. Let me do everything. And this will help you in the long run, because if you can land that internship, chances are they may even want to hire you in the future. You're already in the door for the dream company you want to work for. And that helps a lot in the long run, because you don't want to just spend your sophomore year, your junior year, your senior year just going to school, and then you realize, wow, too difficult for me to land an internship now. That is a job, because you don't know where to start.
Yeah,
it's very important you do this like career experience requirement search prior to. Or, you know, what if your college doesn't offer your career fair, your career center doesn't have these companies you want to work at coming to you? Maybe there's career fairs in your neighborhood. In Manhattan, for instance, there are several career fairs. Maybe you can start going to these.
Another thing you could do
that has a association or a club for that industry, such as IT club, an accounting club, a finance club. Maybe you're doing that, you network with these guys who are like-minded and have the same goals as you, and they may have other knowledge. But hey, you know, there's this association that helps people get these internships at these companies. Do these things from your sophomore year, not your senior year, where it's too late.
Another thing you could do, and I feel like we kind of missed this part, where if you are interested in a certain career in your school, right?
Yeah.
Go talk to the department head. Each department in your college has a department head that it's that person's job to promote their career. So if your job is if the career you chose was say finance, and you're looking for internships, looking for advice in your resume, or just looking for more information, you can go ask the head of that department. Right, Axel? Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you actually brought that up. Not just the head of your department. Be friendly with your professors, because chances are your professors also work in this industry. Maybe they can't bring you onto their company they work with because of conflict of interest, but maybe, like, wow, this student's really great. They have all this potential. I have a friend in another company that has an opening. Maybe I can pass their resume along. Or like Johnny was saying earlier, maybe that professor, because you're friendly with them, will be willing to look over your resume. And once again, if that professor works in the industry, he or she may be able to make special suggestions because they work in that specific industry, so they'll know exactly what changes you need on your resume.
Yeah, like, since you're in school, that school has resources. I'm not just talking about the career center. The professors themselves are a resource. If you got questions, go ask the professors. If you know, say once a year, all the previous students that attended that school and graduated are visiting school every once a year, go talk to them. Ask them for their experience. Like, ask them, hey, what was your first year experience of working that career? Or what did you need to do to even get that career? That's very important.
Exactly. And let's just say how Johnny gave that reference where you went on Indeed, you found the dream job you want after college, and they want 1 to 2 years experience for an entry-level job. What if you started this process during your sophomore year, you landed internships, you end up ultimately having this experience for that entry-level job? Or let's just say, you know, you end up landing the internship for the dream company because they come to your school's career fair, or they come to the career fair in your neighborhood, whatever the case is. You end up getting in with them from your sophomore year. Think about it like this. If you're already working for the company you dream of working with, and they give you an offer, a job offer, with the contingency of when you graduate, you're able to fly by school so much easier because you don't have think about where am I going to find a job when you're done. You just like, your biggest stress now is to A, do great in school, get your good grade, then B, is continue to shine at your internship. Because trust me, guys, if you have a job offer waiting for you, it takes all the stress of everything, especially if you're if you're on your senior year and you're jobless. Yeah. That is one of the biggest nightmares. Every college student, they might not even realize that that's their biggest fear until they hit their senior year.
Yeah, that's when you start getting nervous, you start having doubts in your career, but just knowing that you got a job lined up for you, or even you got the offer and they said, well, we know it was last year, so we're going to do part-time, and when you get your degree, we're going to put you full-time. So even so, during your last year, you working. You got it locked. You good.
Yeah. You're way ahead of the game. And, you know, one thing I think I forgot to touch on, right? And this was back, you know, while you're doing your whole career exploration time off thing. The thing where Johnny and I said don't rush, I want to just get back to that before I move on to the next topic or the next advice. And I'm sorry for backtracking, but if you guys, you know, don't look at it, I'm taking a year off and all of my friends are going to finish college ahead of me. And, you know, they'll end up making X amount of dollars while let's just say you still end up working for a lot because you're still in school and, you know, I'm working minimum wage. My friend's an engineer, an accountant, and their salary making X amount of dollars. Do not ever think about that. Because all that'll do is lock you into, let's just say you pursued accounting. Again, once again, it's like a common degree. But let's just say you pursued accounting and end up hating it. And over here in accounting, you hate it, but your friend's an engineer and they love it. Yes, you guys may be making the same amount of money, but your friend's happy and you're not. So take that time off and find what you're doing. Do not ever compare yourself to others.
No, because everyone's situation is different. Everyone's personality is different. What works for you might not work for someone else. So it is hard. It is hard when, like, you hanging out with your friends and they're doing good. They're smiling, they're having fun, but you are still in the exploring your career, but also exploring yourself, figure out exactly who you are and what do you have to offer to the world and what the world has to offer to you. It is difficult, but at the same time, it is your journey. It's your own personal journey, and you are the captain of your ship. So you should go at your pace. That's all right. Just go at it in your pace. That's the most important thing. Because if you lose control of your ship, it is not a good place to be in. It is not.
No, and you know, don't be concerned about what your friends are doing. And you know, go to your parents with a plan. And parents, if your kids come to you with a plan, hear them out. Don't say, go back to school right now. Because don't force the kid into something they don't want to do. And don't force yourself into something that you don't want to do. But please have a plan. Don't just say, I'm going to take time off. And then you end up taking 10 years of your life off working at Foot Locker. Don't do that to yourself. Yeah. Have a plan and follow the plan through.
Yeah, because you know something, Axel? Me and you both know this. There was a back when we was in school, we knew a couple students that were just doing the courses because their parents told them to, and they was not doing well in school until they changed their degree, the degree they're going for, and then they was doing well in those places because they chose those degrees.
Exactly, and one other thing too, Johnny. So there was those set of kids. But there, I mean, you know, colleagues or classmates that we have. But there were also classmates that we had that, you know, they said, you know, this is the degree that we're doing. Let's rush it and finish it instead of 4 years. We'll finish it in 2.5 years. And they didn't do any due diligence. They realized that they needed X amount of internships, or they should have went to these career fairs, or they should have done this. And then they graduated jobless. And you while they graduated in 2.5 years, they ended up spending a year to a year and a half working at a local retail job while job hunting on the side. So in reality, they took the same 4 years that anyone else took because they graduated job experience less. They didn't do their proper due diligence. And this is where the benefit of knowing what you're getting yourself into and then properly preparing helps you in the long run.
Yeah, like, if you want to be in the game, you gotta understand the game. You have to.
Exactly.
You have to. Like, especially if you have resources to do all the research. You have internet. You have professors. You have your career center. You have your internships. Another thing I want to bring up about internships is while going to school and learn, right, you're learning the practical scientific method of the career you chose. Not the practical. You're learning just the perfect situation.
Yeah, based. You're learning more theory.
Theory.
You're learning theory more than practical. I guess that's a better way to say it. You're like theory instead of the hands-on, you know?
Yes, it's in a stable environment versus real life. When you would do your internships, they give you the practical day-to-day life of the career you chose. Exactly. So if you don't do no internships and say you land a job, that job you picked, that career you picked, may not really match who you are, and you just realize it at the last moment versus take an internship during your sophomore year when you're, what, 19, 18, exactly. 19, 20?
And then, you know, you guys might be saying, oh, but I already did my career exploration and found what I wanted to do. You know, you found out you wanted to be, you wanted to be a financial analyst. And then, so you do it, but then you realize, oh, you know, you work, let's just say you got an internship for a local university. Maybe that's the environment you don't want to work in. Maybe instead you get that internship, but then you also get a second internship at a local hedge fund, and you realize, wow, I like the fast pace of motion at the hedge fund. I like, being able to prove myself that if I can put in X amount of hours and get the recognition, you like all these things. So maybe working in this while, you know, same job title, working in a different industry within the same industry is what appeals to you more. So this is where having the different internships is very beneficial and very crucial in actually finding where you want to land. That's financial analyst, for instance. Let's just say, you know, back to accounting. What if, you went to your local CPA firm, you liked everything, you know for sure you want to be a CPA, you want to work at a CPA firm. But now, you know, your first internship, you get into auditing and you despise it. And then you're like, crap, you know, I want to be a CPA, but I didn't know this is what they do. And then your second one, you end up doing tax, and you're like, wow, I love this. So these are the things you have to do, and these are the benefits of doing this internship. Along with getting the experience, you get the exposure, because every industry, you know, they can get, I won't say every, but a lot of industries can get very broad. And the audience you cater to or the industry you cater to within the industry can be different.
And doing internships is also part of your career exploration. Because when you take that break, you're just looking at the pool. You're just observing the pool to see if any mucks. Is it clean? Is it dirty? But then when you do internships, you're just dipping your toe in the water. You're testing to see, is it in the right temperature for you?
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because these internships are during school. So say the internship you picked is a very specific career path for your degree, and you don't like it as a sophomore. You can now change your degree. You can now decide, you know what? I can't. You know, son, finance is not really my thing. But you know, nursing, I've been thinking about it. So you know what? Let me try that out. Let me try out nursing.
And you know, that goes back to the trial and error. Let's just say you know, you did your whole career exploration, you know, you went to the accounting firm or the finance firm, you interviewed the people there, you thought it was for you, but ultimately you didn't work in it. So then when you did the internship, you worked in it and you realized, no, I don't like it anymore. At the end of the day, you're still only in year two. You can now make the change. You're not in graduate. You didn't already graduate. You didn't already have 3 years of experience in the field. No, you're still able to, you know, go and change.
Yeah, and I have another piece of advice for the young high school students that either graduated or about to. If you really don't know what you want to do, then don't rush yourself into college. Don't do that. If you honestly don't have any idea what you want to be, what you want to do, don't rush yourself in. Talk to your parents. Explain to them exactly the whole situation of you don't know exactly what you want to be. And you start working for a little bit till you figure out where you want to be. Then you start school. Or you're at a place where you don't know exactly where your career path is, but you feel like school is an option for you. So do a 2-year school, go to community college, go to a liberal arts school, and if you feel that if you find your career, then just transfer your credits to the school that's in your career, and guess what? You already have your liberal arts credits taken care of because they will transfer to their next school.
Exactly. And then one thing aside too, like, they call how we were talking about, you know, in the beginning, the whole career exploration. You don't have to do this after you finish a semester. You can do it before you even start college. That's why, you know, we were saying it's tailored to both, you know, the guys that are already in college but feel lost, but the guys that didn't even start yet feel lost. Because let's face it, you can feel lost at any stage, and as parents you got to understand if your kids are lost, and you know, you need to have the confidence to tell your parents, hey, I'm lost, but I have a plan. Don't ever go to your parents without the plan, because then they won't be able to understand where you're coming from. If you, or maybe they'll understand, but they will think you're not prepared. And always be prepared in life.
And also for the parents listening, when your kid tells you they don't know what they want to do, be very understanding. Because they're young.
Offer this advice that we're giving to that kid. Or maybe it's not even your kid. Maybe it's your niece or nephew or your neighbor. You know, your neighbor's child is confused. Give them this suggestion and let them give others a suggestion. Because at the end of the day, if more people took time to explore different fields, I think there would be less, you know, people miserable at their jobs. There would be less people that end up doing career changes in their 30s or in their 40s because they end up figuring this out a lot sooner. And there's nothing wrong with figuring it out later. But my thinking here is that you save yourself a lot of time. And there's one thing you can't get back, and that's the time. You know, like, you can spend money and make it back. You can do all these other things, but you can't really get the time back.
No, because it would be very miserable to say you went to school, you became a teacher, and then you realize you hate kids. You don't like kids. Exactly. So you're a high school teacher just dealing with little Ronnie, little Sammy, and you just don't got the patience for them because you realize you don't like working with kids. But that's the career path you chose. Now you got the student loans to pay off and you feel trapped.
Yeah. And, you know, also one thing, you know, you guys might be saying, wait, you said, you know, you can't get the time back. What if you spend a whole year or 2 years finding which career you enjoy? Aren't you wasting that 2 years? No, you're not. Because the same way when you go to college, you're investing that time to educate yourself. While you're not in a classroom, you're educating yourself about A, yourself, and B, of the possibilities out there in the world. You're learning about different careers, you're learning about different things. You don't always have to learn in a classroom. Your learning can be anywhere. So you're not wasting that year that you spent to find your career. You're not wasting that 2 years. you are continuously learning till you find what you think is best for you. And don't put a deadline on it. Don't say, hey, you know, our podcast said to do it in a year or 2 years. No, what if it does really genuinely take you 10 years? If it took you 10 years, it takes you 10 years. But at the end of the day, you are spending this time investing it in yourself, whether you end up going 10 different career places to find, like, you know, the one career that you enjoy. You literally start from letter A all the way to the letter Z, and then at letter Z, you find what you like. It is what it is, but at the end of the day, you end up finding something you're truly passionate about, and I think, at least that's my opinion, you'll end up being happier in the long run.
Because, look, when you wake up in the morning, the real question is, are you going to be excited, eager, and happy to the day you're about to go through? Or are you going to wake up miserable, groggy, miserable? You want to sleep in more because you feel drained from the previous day. Even during your vacation, your week-long vacation, you still feel drained and you just don't like where you're at in life. That's important. That is important.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the advice that we're giving here is something that both Johnny and myself wish we received, because, you know, we went into college clueless, didn't know what to do, ended up having to figure it out. And if we took the time off, I'm sure we would have we would have been able to do all the things that we are advising you guys to do. We might have even been able to have done it in a shorter time period by taking that time off. So, follow this advice. And, Johnny, you want to add anything else for these kids or these parents to help advise other kids on?
I would say this. Expect mistakes during the whole process, because that's how you learn. Mistakes happen, and it's how you learn. It's how you're going to figure things out. Because if you don't have any mistakes, then you're not growing as a person.
No. And don't just say, all right, you know, let's just go back to the whole career exploration. You know, you go to a marketing place, you think you love it, and then you go, you're back year two of college, you do one semester of marketing, you like the classes so far. You do your internship and you despise it. You're like, wow, I don't like this. You'll be like, wow, I failed. I already wasted an extra, you know, I spent a year off finding this career path. I came back. This is year three. I am a failure. No, you're not. Go back and restart. At the end of the day, you're investing in your future. Whether you're doing the whole college classes or you're doing the whole career exploration, each phase you're investing in yourself and you're learning from it. You learned you don't want to do marketing, or maybe there's something in marketing you do enjoy, but it's not marketing itself. You go back to the whole career exploration and you find what it is. Fail 10 times if it means you end up landing that one thing you enjoy doing. Because if you end up just failing and giving up, you will never find it. And that's the reality of things there. Yeah. And as a parent, I think you want your kids to be happy and successful, and the only way for them to do it is by failing. And just, you know, as an audience in general, fail until you succeed.
Your setback is your get back.
Exactly.
Your setback is your get back. That's just
and,
how.
And, you know, the one thing, I had this one, you know, I met this really successful entrepreneur, and he told me in life, you don't actually have failures. And I said, what do you mean? You can't make mistakes in life. He's like, it's a failure if you give up, but it's not a failure if you think of it as a roadblock that you need to overcome. And, you know, I'm sure other people have said it, but I remember when this guy told me this, and I'm pretty sure I've seen it other places after he told me, maybe that's where he got it from. But I kind of agree with that phrase, where if you look at it as a failure and then you just stop, it is a failure. But if you look at it as a roadblock and kind of keep going, it's not. It's just something you overcome and it makes you better.
Dude.
So fail a million times and keep going.
Dude, Kobe LeBron, Mike Jordan, for them to be the greatest at their career, they have to practice shooting a ball into a hoop millions of times to get it right. During the whole process, there's going to be air balls. There's going to be bouncing off the hoop. But when it's game time, the end product is three-pointers.
Exactly.
Aces. And, that's like, you know, you got to keep, it's practice. Think your mistakes is just practice for your real performance.
You know, and even Johnny, you brought up like references to like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. Like these guys, they are the definition of financial success. Maybe you don't want to be a billionaire, but they are billionaires, you know. But they didn't get there overnight. They got there through failure. Like people were like, well, what are you doing? You know, like I can like Jeff Bezos, for instance. I can buy my stuff in store. I'm not going to do anything online. People mock his business. Look at where he's at today.
Amazon was a bookstore, an online bookstore for college students. Yeah. And now you can go buy clothes. You can go buy your iPhone, your Macs, your HP laptops. You can buy groceries. You can buy groceries off Amazon. And it was originally a bookstore online.
Exactly. And, you know, I think what we want you guys as the audience to do here is share this advice for others. But not just that. I want you guys to comment on our Twitter, send us DMs on Instagram. Let us know what you think of our advice. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Maybe you agree with parts or you disagree with all of it. Just let us know. Or maybe you as a parent or you as a college student have also went through struggles where you've learned from. Send us this advice because this is definitely something we would like to touch on again, especially if we can get different advice from everyone else, and we will consolidate that and make it into another episode.
Tell us your story. Tell us your story. If you are a listener that already graduated school, you're doing well, Tell us how that happened. If you were a college student going through school and you're a junior, tell us what exactly is going on in your life, on your journey.
Yeah, too. If you made a career change, you got a degree, you got the career, you found that you didn't like it, you went back to school, let us know your journey. Let us know your thoughts on it. Let us know, especially in that instance, let us know what you've learned from that. What advice you would give to others now. Let us know all these things, and we will relay the information back to the remainder of our audience.
Yeah. Me and Axel, we really care about the future of our youth.
Yeah.
We really care about the future of our youth.
We want our audience, you know, if you're high schoolers, you're college students, we want you guys to be successful. We want you guys to do the things you love doing and being happy both financially and like spiritually, if that makes sense. We want you guys to be there. And for the parents listening out there, you want your kids to be successful. We want your kids to be successful. We are sharing based on our recent college experience, getting into a career. We are sharing what we've learned. And, you know, we want you guys to make the right choices. And if you guys give us any good once you guys share your advice with us, we will share that advice back with everyone else. So that way, we're just promoting everyone's success. We want everyone to be as successful as they can be.
And my last piece of advice before we sign off is, while in school, while doing your exploration of yourself and your career, remember to party too. You're young, you know? Party a little bit. Not too hard. You're young, you know what I'm saying? You're only young once. Right, Axel?
Yeah, just make sure it doesn't make you fail class. And parents, yes, we make sure your kids' grades come first. And as students, make sure your grades come first.
Yeah. Keep your head in those books, man. But have some fun doing it too.
Yeah, and This is Axel Flex.
This is Johnny. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, your boy Johnny. We are signing off, but thank you for listening to our advice episode.
All right. Yo, have a good one.